Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. From the bus leagues to the big leagues, the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast has got you covered. Here's Jeff and John.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 113. I can't believe it's already 113. But coming up and joining us today is Wyatt Langford. He's the rookie sensation outfielder who likely is going to make this team. We'll talk about him in just a second. Jeff is in Arizona. Jeff, good Lord, if we're going to start this thing the right way, we're going to have to start with Michael Lorenzen. That's a big signing that happened overnight, and we got to talk to our Big League stuff. When did you find out?
I found out on way back from Booties. I also got a ticket last night on the way home from Booties for having my phone in my hand. I was trying to connect my Bluetooth, and apparently I did it right in front of a pair of surprise motorcycle cops. Guy was very friendly. Tried to explain, well, that's not the law where I'm from. I was not aware of the law. He goes, oh, okay, ticket. So whatever. I've appealed it. I'm sure the people surprised, the fine judges and people here will understand my plight. But anyway, back to Michael Lorenzen. I got home and finishing up some work and check Twitter like I do every 30 seconds, and ta-da, there was Michael Lorenzen report from Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic. And so I knocked out a story at rangerstoday.com, which you can get right now, spring training special, 12 months for $48, or you can do $5.99 a month or $35 for 6 months. it's a big deal. You know, Michael Lorenzen was an all-star last year. He threw a no-hitter. He struggled after the no-hitter, which is interesting. His next five starts, he allowed no fewer than four runs. And then his first appearance in the bullpen, he also allowed four runs. He was demoted because he wasn't doing well, sure, but also the Phillies were getting guys back, and they just had a situation where he wasn't a good fit anymore. So, but he did pitch in the postseason. They darn near faced the Rangers in the World Series.
Yep.
Anyway, he's a proven major league starter. He was a hell of a hitter back when pitchers hit. He played some outfield, I think, for the Reds in a few situations. So good athlete, obviously an all-star, can throw no hitter. You don't do that if you don't have good stuff. And can dominate, which he's going to be able to at times, it appears. So what it does, though, is it gives the Rangers.
Yeah, what's rotation. It do to Bradford?
It gives the Rangers rotation depth. It's likely, though we haven't had any conversations yet with anybody from the Rangers. They're off today. They're probably waiting for the physical to get completed before they make any announcement. That's just the way the Rangers roll. I would imagine that Michael Lorenzen is now will be in the starting rotation. I don't think he's going to be ready to start the season. He's built up to 75 pitches, but 75 pitches at a high school or at a facility, wherever he's throwing his bullpen sessions, even if he's facing like college hitters or junior college hitters, wherever he lives, it's not the same thing. Plus the Rangers are going to want to look at his mechanics. They probably want to get him in the lab that they have here to get an idea of better idea of what he does best. Maybe some areas he could tweak. I'm sure Mike Maddux is looking into his arsenal usage last year, and looking at what pitches might serve him well. So there's just too much, I think, to put him into the opening day lineup. Opening day is in 7 days. All right. It's in a week from today. This is Thursday, the 21st, it says on my computer. And, he can't get ready. And, you know, I don't think they even would want to put him in the bullpen and try to stretch him out that way. There's no guaranteed usage that way. I just think that, you know, in the story I wrote for Rangers Today, the example that always stands out to me, there are probably other examples. The one that stands out to me is Jake Arrieta in 2017 signed with the Phillies, and he signed on March 11th, and he didn't make his big league debut until March like 8th. So that's 28 days. That's 4 weeks. So maybe Mike Lorenzen needs 4 weeks, and it might be that that's the case. But
it's depth, though. They needed depth, and they've got depth.
Right, right. They needed depth. They absolutely needed depth. And so this likely does push our buddy Cody Bradford, unfortunately, to the bullpen. He's had a great spring. He's going to start the season in the rotation until Lorenzen is ready, or these things always work themselves out. There might be an injury. Who knows? You know, and so I think that when we'll be able to get some questions answered probably tomorrow, when everybody goes back to camp. But until then, it's speculation. But I think the very safe bet is to say that Cody Bradford will probably end up in the bullpen. It brings into questions now, do the Rangers feel like they still need to keep Jose Ureña? Does Jose Ureña take the out in his contract because he just saw an opportunity kind of go away? Jack Leiter is still in big league camp. Do the Rangers want to put him in the bullpen? Do they want to try to have him stretched out? Because there is going to be a period until Lorenzen's ready to go. So do you still need to have a guy on hand? And maybe it's Leiter, maybe it's Ureña. But it would appear that when Bradford is back, that, you know, a reliever is going to lose his job, or be, you know, probably somebody be optioned to the minor leagues. But we still don't know who's going to be in the bullpen, you know? So there's only 2 days left in camp. But there are a bunch of questions. And so, this Lorenzen thing, while it probably clears up the rotation, not for opening day, while it probably clears up the rotation for later April, it does create a whole bunch of questions, not just for the opening roster, but even, you know, what do you do when Max Scherzer gets healthy? What do you do when Malley, DeGrom get healthy? What do you do at the trade deadline? You're going to have this surplus of proven major league starting pitchers. You never want to get rid of pitchers, but
you could.
You could make a trade. You could trade Lorenzen, 1 year deal. You know, you could trade him. You could trade Andrew Heaney. You know, guys who are 1 year deals. Trade them and try to get something back for them. Try to get some prospects. Try to get some big league help. You know, who knows how the season's going to unfold? Maybe you want
to a bat. Maybe you're looking at a bat when they get to the trade. And someone's got an extra bat, or they could use a veteran to come onto their. You know, maybe a team out of contention could use a veteran to eat some innings for the rest of the year until they get some kids they want. I mean, it dawned on me after this that this could be a team that is selling at the trade deadline, but feel like they're a World Series contender. And it's not about just buying something. They just have some extra something. It's a great signing. I mean, look, this shuts the door on Montgomery. So everybody just stop. That's over now. This was that signing. And it's smart. Like you said in your article today, this keeps them under that second luxury tax, whatever it was, the second tier. It keeps them under that. Yeah. So they don't have to pay the extra. That's great. All right. If we're going to go past that, we know with the Lorenzen deal, that's a big deal. So let's go to Seager and Young. Both of them look like it's starting to look like going to have both for opening day.
That's what Bruce Bochy thinks. You know, and he's the manager. Josh is very confident that he will be back. He's playing in minor league games. He's running. He hasn't played third yet that I'm aware of. That's how he was injured, you know, fielding ground balls. Seager, on the other hand, has done only live batting practice. I've seen him run. You saw him run when you were here. He's ground balls. The Rangers anticipate that they'll both play in those two games, Monday and Tuesday, against the Red Sox at Globe Life Field. Young has a chance to DH in both the Cactus League games, the remaining. Actually, there's three games. There's a split squad, but he could play Friday and Saturday at DH.
Exhibition games, too.
Yeah, right. So everything's trending the right way. They need to get on the field, though, and play some defense. You know, I know people think this is crazy talk, but... Like, it's a big deal for these guys to go from sneakers to shoes with spikes. You know, they've been sitting around for a while, and now they may have to go stand out in the field if there's a bad inning for 15 minutes, let's say. You know, and they're going to have to do that 9 times, you know, potentially, even with the pitch clock. So it's a little bit there's still some hurdles they have to clear. They may need DH days early on, which would then put probably, you know, Ezekiel Duran, wherever he's going to be the Swiss Army knife. Is Josh Smith going to make the roster? He could. You know, do the Rangers feel good about Duran at first so they can go with a Duran Walsh platoon at first base, or do they want, or does Duran need to be at shortstop a lot? And so they need to take Foscue and not have Smith. So, or Blaine Crim too. So there's just a lot going on because of these two injuries. I do think that Young is going to be fine. But Bruce Bochy did say that that Josh is going to need some DH days. So you got to figure out, well, who am I most comfortable with at third? Duran played there yesterday. He had a throwing error. I thought that Walsh got his foot back on the bag before the runner touched first. It's what led to the unearned run against Dane Dunning in the game yesterday. Duran had some problems at third last year. He's had some work there though this spring, so he's probably a little bit more comfortable. You love his bat. The Rangers love his bat and they want it in the lineup as often as possible. It just feels like that's going to be tough to do because, you know, I have a sneaking suspicion that, and I'm being sarcastic here, that Wyatt Langford, they're going to want his bat in the lineup a lot too. And so, yeah, our guest, we'll have to talk to him about how things go, but, it's interesting. And, there's just seemed to be a lot of questions that even a week ago there didn't seem to be. I mean, I thought a week ago that Corey Seager had no chance in hell of making the opening day roster, you know, but it's accelerated pretty quickly. Now it's looking like it's a done deal, but does he have to DH? You know, it's just, there's some things that have to be checked off here. And, you know, the camp breaks on Saturday, and I'm sure the Rangers have an idea of what they want things to look like on opening day. You know, Bruce Bochy thinks that Seager will be able to stand out in the field for 9 innings. But they have to have all these contingencies. And you know, I wrote about that the other day, the three scenarios. One of them's healthy, one isn't. They're both healthy. Neither of them are healthy. You know, the worst case scenario. And there are a lot of people here who you know, could make the roster depending on who's healthy and who isn't. And I'm sure the Rangers are being very honest with those guys, saying, hey, this is the only way you make the team. So start looking for houses in Round Rock, or if you have an out, start calling other clubs, see if you can get a better opportunity somewhere else. And that is what potentially they face with Urania now, because it really felt like Urania would be in the bullpen simply because they needed starting depth. They still need depth. One guy does not suddenly make you whole. You need 8 or 9 really. Urania has pitched really, really well this spring. And there are scouts at every game.
I don't think they're going to let him go. They're going to keep him somehow, I think, at least at first.
But he could exercise his out. So if they say, hey, you're going to make the team, but it's in the bullpen, and if he can be a starter somewhere else, maybe that's what happens. So anyway, there's just some stuff.
That's where the value is. If he wants to cash in on it, it's as a starter. But on this team, you're going to get some starts. And how it rolls too. If you get a start and you have a good start, all of a sudden you're going to get another start. You know how that can domino, and you're going to get a few starts and let that play from there, because Cody Bradford did that last year. To bullpen, and then he got a start, and then he just started all of a sudden and then went back to the bullpen at the end of the year, and that's where he was valuable coming out. But speaking of starters, now the Rangers have finally, I think we all knew this was coming up, but they have named Nathan Eovaldi the opening day starter. We knew that was going to happen, but now it's official.
Well, I mean, the Rangers have known since December. That's when Bruce Bochy said he told Eovaldi. You can name a guy in May of this season who's going to be the opening day starter next year, but he still has to get through everything healthy. And so the Rangers played it safe, didn't make any announcements. And then also, apparently, MLB now coordinates the release of these things, although other teams have let the cat out of the bag earlier. But the Rangers play by the MLB rules. And so, but it was obvious. I think we've all been right. I think I'm pretty sure I wrote it like after the first game of camp. Everything just lined up that Eovaldi was going to be the opening day starter. And of course, he should be. I mean, he's the veteran, he's the guy who is the World Series hero, postseason hero, went 5-0 and 6 starts, one game five with 6 ballsy innings in which seemed like Arizona was threatening for every inning.
He got out of it every time.
Got out of it, knows how to pitch, veteran guy, ready to go. And so this is his 4th opening day start. He had 3 with the Red Sox, so he won't be intimidated by the moment. So, start off with your best guy, and then I'm not sure how it's going to fall now. I mean, the Rangers still haven't determined how it'll go. Gray and Dunning both pitched yesterday. I think they're going to go Eovaldi for the second. Or I'm sorry, I think they're going to go Heaney for the second game. Then
slide
Gray,
a left-hander in there.
Then Dunning. Then Bradford. The Rays are the second series, and the Rays murder lefties. So I think that the Rangers will try to limit it to one. But anyway, we'll figure that out too. But really the rotation's been pretty good this spring. I know Dunning had a couple hiccups. Heaney had a start that wasn't great, but their last time's out, I mean, they're peaking at the right time. They've been really, really good. Should feel good about the 5 in the rotation. Yeah, and Bradford's been great all spring. And I'm going to defend Cody Bradford here. I know a lot of people are saying, well, I don't feel good about him going a second time through the order or third time through the order. You got a very small sample size of this guy last year. He's gotten better in the offseason. Players are allowed to get better. That's the thing that these stats
– he knows how to pitch.
– are just so misleading. They just – you can't take a guy who has 5 or 6 big league starts and label who he is. He is allowed to get better. He doesn't have to be the same guy the rest of his career. And he's gotten better. He's added a curveball. His fastball command is very good. His changeup is a very, very good pitch. He has deception in his delivery. He's long. So it gets on hitters sooner. Cody Bradford's going to be a good pitcher for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
All right. I feel confident saying that. And just
give him
the
entire year.
You got to give the guy a chance, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So So anyway, but back to Evaldi. So good. Such a great teammate. He's teaching guys how to throw splits. He's working with the young guys. He, you know, Mark Church and that Rangers All Access. And even last year, Mark Church mentioned how Evaldi has helped him as a pitcher. So he's the guy you want on your team. He's the guy you want on the mound on opening day. And so that's good. That's always a news event at spring training when the opening day starter is finally announced. So, you know, the rest of it, you got to throw the roster together. We're kind of talking about that. I still see, you know, Mark Church making the team. He's been their best reliever all spring. All right.
Yeah.
All spring. He's got
good stuff. Is he hitting upper 90s?
Yeah, he's got good stuff. He's confident. He has a good presence on the mound. Apparently his outing yesterday, he pitched in a minor league game. He threw 6 pitches, 6 strikes, and just wiped everybody out. Colby Lewis, I ran into him last night. He had watched Church's outing and was just like blown away at how good it was. So if you're taking your best 8 relievers, Mark Church belongs on that team. You know, but still you got to go. All right, Urania. Do we want to lose Urania? Is that a possibility? So there are a lot of factors in play that could foil Mark Church. Really could foil Jake Latz, a guy who has pitched well. And by the way, he now wants to be called Jacob, at least in print. He said I could still call him Jake, but he in print would like to be Jacob. So anyway, that's what I even said. So I'll respect his wishes. That's fine with me. It's his name. It's not my name. I don't get to name him. But he's still a candidate. Grant Anderson is a good candidate who seems to really be a favorite of Bruce Bochy. So we'll see what happens. And we should know.
It's a nice problem to have. If they all perform the way they've all performed, it's a nice problem to have. Some of these guys will start in AAA because Latz and Anderson and them do have they still have options, so they could go down to AAA and then be brought up during the season. We all know going that. So, yeah. But it's a nice problem to have. Last year, the bullpen was the Achilles heel of this team. Halfway, I was talking to these guys. I was on a podcast yesterday. You know, I was like, you know, you have to defend why your team's going to win the World Series. Well, they're the defending World Series champs. And the bullpen's better. And the bullpen last year blew over 50% of its saves. And, you know, and now they've got a better bullpen going into it. Anyway, we talked about that. So, you know, we want to talk about – we're going to have Wyatt on here in a little bit. I mean, I think – let's just say it right now. Before we get him on, he's going to be on the opening day roster.
Right? I mean – if he's not, there's some serious explaining to do. I mean,
yeah, now you got to explain why you don't have him on the opening day.
Furthermore, you're going to have to explain to the union why he isn't on the roster, because you know you can't you can still manipulate the time. You know, you can manipulate his service clock if you really wanted to. You know, because you have one rookie of the year candidate on the roster, Evan Carter.
Right,
right. He is a candidate for rookie of the year, maybe the front runner. So if he wins it, if he's on the opening day roster and wins it, draft pick. If Wyatt Langford's on the opening day roster and wins it, draft pick. Yeah. Or maybe they finish a second, they get something too. But they if you want to get
they could have two of the top 5 rookie of the year candidates.
Yeah, but if you want to, you know, if you want to make sure that Wyatt Langford stays in your organization an extra season, then you don't bring him up until late April, you know. Yeah, that. But it would be blatant. It would probably piss off the player, although he doesn't seem to get mad about much. It'd definitely piss off the union. There's no question it would piss off the union. And who's on your team? Marcus Semien and Max Scherzer, and they are union big wigs with the players. Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of play with that.
Well,
he's going to be on the roster because he has batted third all spring, right? I think he batted second one day because somebody was off. He leads the majors in spring RBIs. And look, you can say whatever you want about that. Oh, none of this shit matters.
Spring training, yeah.
It's spring training, Arizona, all this stuff. But he's been batting third. He's been starting. He's been leaving with the regulars after four, after two, three, four at bats. He is seeing the best pitchers that these teams have the opportunity to offer right now. And he is, he has been the Rangers' best hitter.
Okay. We got to do one thing before we get out of here. We're going to get Wyatt on here in just a second. He's about to join us. But if we don't bring this up, I just want to hear your opinion of it. You're not around here, so usually you're sitting next to me, but you're not here. But what do you think of this Ohtani stuff that is broke overnight? This is not a good optic at all. Look, this could totally be exactly what they're saying. This could be a runaway translator that was betting or whatever, but man, oh man.
Whew. Yeah, it doesn't look good. For everybody who doesn't know, somehow Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was fired for the Dodgers for what they called something like serious theft or something. And it relates to gambling, and it's $4.5 million. All right. So
that's prison time.
Yeah, well, wouldn't Ohtani have the opportunity to file charges or not file charges? You know, I mean, sure. right before he was fired, they're in the dugout laughing. They're laughing with each other, you know? But MLB really needs to investigate this.
Oh my gosh!
Look, the no betting on baseball is one of the oldest rules in the book. It got the White Sox or the Black Sox. It got Joe Jackson. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Look at his numbers. He was a tremendous player. Pete Rose, of course, not in the Hall of Fame because of this rule. And I know Shohei Ohtani is the biggest star in the game, biggest best player in the world, and if you can find evidence that he bet on games, he has to be kicked out of the sport. Now you got to go along. There's a lot of dots connect, but there's an investigation, federal investigation into the bookmaker, who is based in Orange County. So Anaheim is in Orange County. And here's another question: how does a bookie who doesn't make money unless he collects, how does a bookie let an interpreter who makes $100,000, $200,000 a year, maybe a little more because it's Ohtani, how does he let somebody like that rack up $4.5 million in debt unless he knows who's backing him?
Yep. Unless he knows who's backing him and who's his buddy or whatever. Look, Ohtani could, for you Dodger fans, he could totally just be a guy that bailed out his buddy. He totally could, which is still a bad look because you shouldn't be dealing with gamblers. And they're somewhat defensible there, and you've got the money to do it. But I got to tell you right now, for those of you that are saying he doesn't have a gambling problem and you're washing it away right now, man, you need to sit back and probably take a deep breath and understand this is some serious crap. This is not a joke.
He's nobody knew he got married in the off season.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's totally private. You know, if he doesn't say, if somebody has to unearth that, or if he has to reveal that on his own, I think he's going to be able to keep a gambling problem a secret. I would think that the team or teams would want to help him keep it a secret if they knew about it. It's really hard to think that this guy, Ipe is his first name, had access to Shohei Ohtani's accounts. And I know they're big buddies, but John, you're my buddy. I'm not going to give you fucking access to my accounts.
Not our bank accounts. Hell
yeah. I mean, I'm not, I just can't see how Ohtani didn't know, and you know, MLB just can't look the other way. MLB has to investigate it.
Pete Rose should be standing on mountaintop screaming if that's the case. You know, look, I don't know. I had to bring that up. This is legitimately something we're going to have to watch. Because if they don't investigate, shame on Major League Baseball. They have got to do something to show that they've looked into this. And nothing could come of it. And I'm fine with that. I love watching the guy play. He's the best player in all the sport. So, I like watching him play. But, good Lord, this is not a good look.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's smoke, you know.
Yeah, there's usually fire.
Anyway.
Hey, let's get wide on him. All right.
Yeah.
Wyatt Langford, guys. He's coming up right after this. Then we're going to go down in the bus leagues. Hey, guys, and joining us right now is Texas Rangers rookie outfielder Wyatt Langford, who has made a splash this spring training as we head into the start of the season next week. Wyatt, what's going on, bud?
Not a whole lot, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all?
Good, thanks. Thank you for joining us on the off day, which are not very common in spring training. You don't have to go to the ballpark at all today. So what are you going to do?
A lot of nothing, probably. I think I'm actually going to try and play some golf today, though.
Uh-oh, are you any good?
Well, this will be my third time ever playing, so. I think that answers your question.
My guess, though, is when you connect with a golf ball, it probably goes a long way.
Yeah, just not the right way.
Yeah, it may go a long way left or right.
Yeah.
No, I get it. But that's good. You know, you got to learn how to play golf. I think it's part of being a big leaguer, which you're about to be. I know that the Rangers haven't announced anything yet. So in that vein, how do you feel about how your spring has gone?
I feel great. I mean, obviously I've performed pretty well. But I feel like I've done a good job just getting to learn about a bunch of the guys and get to make those relationships.
You know, you hit your sixth home run yesterday, and I was there, and I was curious because you kind of went into the dugout quickly and smiling. I just wonder if it was in the same spot where Marcus hit his grand slam. I'm just wondering if there was anything to it, or if you were just happy you hit a home run.
No, always just happy.
Yeah. See, that's what you get with reporter. We see stuff and we try to read it and read way too much into it. So, you know, I think your first couple games, you didn't get a hit. You finally got a hit, and it seems like it's taken off. Was that just a matter of getting your timing where it needed to be? Because I think some John here dives into the Twitter a lot more than I do. I think there are some people who are worried about Wyatt Langford.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, it's spring training. A lot of it, the majority of it is just about getting your timing, preparing for the regular season.
Yeah. So now, are you pleased with where you are in terms of how your swing feels, where your timing's at, how you're playing in the outfield, all of that?
Yeah, I feel great going into the year. I'm excited to get going.
So, you know, I think it's safe to say that you're going to be in the major leagues at some point this year. What challenges do you think you'll be facing? I mean, you're a lot of pitchers you've never seen before. You've never been to any of the ballparks that I'm aware of. So it just seems like you've got a lot. You're going to have a real steep learning curve.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's always it's the same game. I mean, you're playing baseball. Definitely the pitching is it's always going to be a challenge. No matter how long you play, it's always going to be a challenge. Getting accustomed to that each and every day is going to be difficult. But besides that, I mean, it's just the same game.
What have the guys been like in the clubhouse? You mentioned them right off the bat. Obviously, Josh Young invited you to live with them, and Nate, Nathaniel Lowe. which seems like an awful cool gesture. But there's at times there have been 65 other players in the clubhouse. So what's it like in there?
Yeah, I mean, first off, yeah, it was super cool that they were willing to do that for me. I was really glad that to have been able to say yes whenever they invited me to do that. But yeah, the guys in the clubhouse have been great. The guy I keep talking about is Travis Jankowski. He's been super good to me. Just being around him, being in the outfield and stuff, he's been good. But I mean, there's like for the most part, everyone has been very like open and willing to talk and help.
Travis was our guest on the last show, and he talked about how you seem to be in a better place mentally and maturity wise than he ever was when he was a rookie. Of course, he's like the nicest guy on the face of the earth. Yeah. But you know, you do seem to be handling all this.
He also said
this.
He would kill for that talent. He also said he would kill for his talent.
Yeah. You also seem to be like very level-headed. Where does that come from?
I wish I could tell you. I don't really know. I mean, I try and just don't treat moments too big. I mean, it's always, like I said earlier, it's the same game no matter what you're doing. You have to stay calm at all times and just go out there and have fun.
Is this a parent? Do you think? I think everybody says it comes from their parents. Are you a believer in that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I'd say a lot of it has to do with kind of how you're brought up, and that definitely has a little bit to do with it.
So what was it like growing up? You said that early on that you weren't a very good hitter when you were nine, and your dad came out and made you hit, and then you got back on track. But it seems like there's a lot of support there for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. My dad did everything when it came to like coaching and all that. yeah, I mean he played a little bit in high school, but that was really the extent of his playing baseball. And it was just kind of I always say he was on YouTube all the time looking at all the drills and all that stuff. So that's where we got most of our hitting knowledge.
Does he still try to coach you up, or is he just said no, let's leave this to
No, he backed off a little bit once I got to college, and then now we don't really talk about it that much.
Were they able to come out with your family, your wife? I mean, you're a newlywed. Was everybody able to come out and see you at all?
My wife did not, because she is there in the middle of their softball season, but both of my parents did. And I had some other family members come out as well.
Okay. I did not know about the wife being an athlete.
Yeah. Softball player at Mercer University.
Mercer in Georgia?
Yep. Macon, okay. Georgia.
What's she playing?
She's an outfielder, lefty hitter.
Wow. Well, that's going to be for some great battles.
Cody Bradford's wife was a softball player.
Yeah.
So, hey, there you go. Yep. How did you meet her? Is she from your hometown or what?
Yeah, we've known each other our entire lives, really. We played t-ball together. Actually, we're on the same team.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's real cool. What is she studying?
She's studying psychology.
That could come in handy.
Yeah, she's a senior?
She is a redshirt junior. She redshirted her freshman year.
Okay.
So she has one more year.
Well, she probably has two with all those dang COVID rules.
No, that was before we got into school.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. I guess I'm not putting the numbers together. Okay. And one other thing that you've had to deal with is me and John, all the media. I mean, we besieged you the second you got to camp. We were at your locker. Didn't even really give you a chance to breathe. Is that part of it? Or are you tired of us yet? What's going on?
No, I mean, it's just part of the job.
It's tired of you, man.
It hasn't been bad at all. I mean, we had some of the media stuff in college I had to do with that. So, I mean, it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. So let's say hypothetically, although I think it's a pretty strong hypothetical, that you are in Arlington next Thursday, and playing baseball. Do you have any goals for a season? Are you the type of guy that sets those out, how are you going to take on this 162 game monster?
I'm not the biggest on goals. I like to just kind of take it day by day. I feel like that helps me just go out there and give it my best each and every day. That is what kind of puts me in the best position to have success, I feel like. But I mean, I would love to stay healthy all year, be able to play every game I can.
Yeah, I just, it's been a whirlwind. I've heard you say that a couple times, because 12 months ago, you were probably getting ready to play Vanderbilt or Kentucky or somebody like that. And here you are on the cusp of the major leagues.
Yep.
You have to like pinch yourself. Can you believe what's happening here?
It's definitely been crazy, but I mean, I feel like I'm where I should be. I don't feel like I'm anywhere that I shouldn't be.
Yeah. No, you don't look like it. Yeah, you don't look out of place. You don't act out of place. I think just from my 17 years covering this team, the best way for a young guy like yourself to impress a veteran guys is to know your place. Obviously, if you're a good player, they like that too. But they don't want you coming in and popping off or whatever. Knowing your place, knowing who you are, and by all accounts, that's what you're doing. So hopefully tomorrow or Saturday we'll have some news, official news about Wyatt Langford. Maybe you have it, I don't know, but don't tell us.
I'm waiting to hear too.
Is it killing you, or are you pretty comfortable?
Taking it day by day.
All right, well, that's the good answer.
Yeah. No, I feel good.
All right. John, what do you got for Mr. Langford before we get out of here?
Just a few. So last time we had you on, Wyatt, by the way, very cool that your wife's an athlete. Man, you guys are going to have some little stud athletes when y'all ever kids. Uh-oh. That's going to be amazing. Ryan Doro, who used to be in the Ranger organization, you may not know him because he just retired, but him and his wife were both middle infielders in college. She played on the softball team. So I was like, they had a little boy this 2 years ago. I was like, that kid's going to be turning two. Just smooth as silk. Okay. Team growing up. What was your MLB team when you were growing up?
Favorite team? I didn't really watch a ton of baseball, honestly. I mean, kind of where I grew up, we weren't really close to any major league teams. But I would say, like, Tampa Bay Rays is who I watch the most. I always say that Evan Longoria was my favorite player. Just
because
I was a third baseman at that time, so.
That makes sense. How far is Gainesville from Tampa?
It's about 2 hours.
Okay. So are you – and Atlanta's what? I think you told me five. Is that about
right? Yeah, it's about five.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that when you were – I mean, crap, I keep saying when you were young. I mean, you're still young. But, I mean, Evan Longoria at the time, you know, the Rangers – you may remember this. You would have been 10. Evan Longoria hit the home run that got the Rays into the postseason, beat the Yankees, walked them off. Then it may have been the same year, might have been the next year. They played the Rangers in the division series, actually back to back years, 10 and 11. And the first year was kind of like the ALCS last year because the home team didn't win a game. And, I just remember Longoria always seemed to come up in a huge spot.
Yeah.
And they played that little Scottish sound and intro music for him.
Yeah.
And what Rays fans there were, it was pretty good then, went crazy. I mean, he's like a franchise cornerstone. So,
yeah.
But there's some serious Rays Rangers history, you know, and it's
am
crazy.
Am I still lagging?
Yeah. It's crazy that they've played three times in the postseason. The Rangers have won all three series because Tampa's a pretty good darn little outfit. Are you going to watch your Gators tomorrow against the Buffs from Colorado in the NCAA tournament?
Oh yeah, if we're not doing anything, I will.
Yeah, Did you go to a lot of ball games there? Because I always thought the gym looked really cool.
Yeah, it's very nice. They just redid it, I think, like right before I got there. Went to a couple basketball games, not a ton. When I was there, we didn't perform too well. But they're starting to turn around now. They look good. I went to one this year actually, and it was really fun.
How's the baseball team doing?
They're doing all right. They're winning, losing some games they shouldn't, and then they're winning games they beat Texas A&M the other day in the series, and they were undefeated.
That's good. A&M's coach Jim Schlossnagel used to be the TCU coach. You guys and played TCU there to go to the finals. They had to beat you twice. What were your impressions of the Frogs last year?
They were good. They had some really good players. And they had Braden Taylor, who's a first rounder. He went to the Rays, I think. He's really good. I played with him on Team USA. They had some good pitchers as well.
Yeah. Well, the way that game was so tight when you ended up eliminated, and they had their shortstop, who apparently is going to be a first round pick this year, Anthony Silva. He went into the hole and fell or whatever. I mean, those are the breaks.
Yeah.
The breaks you get. Yeah. So anyway, well, Wyatt, I know it's an off day. I know you got to go tee it up. We don't want to keep you too much longer. John will save his questions for next time. But I'm thinking next time that we talk to you on the show, you're going to be an entrenched Major League Baseball player. So
hopefully
it'll be exciting. I hope the next 2 days go well for you. I have a really good feeling they're going to, and that next week, man, it's going to be something else. So
yep, I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be. All right. Well, that's Wyatt Langford, everybody. We're getting John's audio all straightened out. We're going to the bus, down to the bus leagues next.
All right. Big thanks to Wyatt Langford. Sorry about whatever electronics I'm dealing with there, guys. I don't know what was going on. I looked fine to me, but hey, y'all, we forgot to mention this entire spring training up until opening day is brought to you by Premier Properties. Premier Properties has sponsored us for spring training. Look, whether you're buying, selling, leasing, or you own real estate, Premier Properties can help you in all of that. They manage properties, do that. That's where I work. This is where the Premier Property Studios are. Go to Premier Properties at swdallasrealty.com. That's SW, like Southwest, dallasrealty.com. DM me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere. And if you got questions about investing in real estate or you want some help with your real estate, let me know. But a big thanks to Premier Property for doing that. Again, big thanks for Wyatt Langford for just joining us right now. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go down. All these teams are about to also break for their rosters and go off where they're going to go. But Triple League players in big league camp. Derek Hill, that's a guy. So,
not everybody in big league camp is a young prospect who's on the cusp of being a major leaguer. You know, you have minor league veterans who help fill in the gaps, and then who can be options. You know, Derek Hill he's an outfielder. He has some big league time in his career. He's had a really nice spring, and yesterday he made an amazing damn catch in center field. He was playing with the regulars. Here it is. I mean, it was. You know, this is from Brett Kelly from Channel 11. Got this. It was an unbelievable play, and he can play all three outfield spots. He has hit well. He's a good, you know, good looking guy. He looks the part. He just has signed with a team that is coming off the World Series and has a guy named Wyatt Langford who's going to be he's going to be one of the five outfielders. He's not going to be the fifth outfielder, but so
any injury though, this guy's waiting in the wings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's an option, you know, and you know, you have a left-handed reliever, Chasen Shreve. People should know Chasen Shreve. He's pitched for the Yankees. He's pitched in big moments. And, you know, Austin Pruitt, who was born in Plano, went to high school in the Woodlands, and he had a nice season last year with the A's. There are guys who are going to be able to help. They may get other opportunities. If they do, the Rangers won't stand in their way. They'll let them go. Danny Duffy's another Carpenter guy. A few years ago. Yeah, Danny Duffy's another guy who, pitched well yesterday, broke some bats, got some looking strikeouts, really, really was good. He could still make the big league team, theoretically, not out of the question. The Rangers wished he threw a little bit harder. He's been topping out at about 92. They'd like to see it tick up a little bit, but guy knows how to pitch and he's a bulldog. So, but these are guys who you could see at AAA, and, they won't get too much in the way of whatever prospects end up there. But they're guys who you like to have, guys who know what their role is, know how to play pretty well, honestly, in the minor leagues. That's why they're still around. And don't sleep on these guys, because every once in a while they pop up.
Hey, is Sebastian Walcott going to start out in Frisco?
Jeez, he keeps playing in these backfield games with the double A group. Now, those groups are going to change because the players who are in big league camp are going to move to AAA, and whoever's been playing at AAA is going to get knocked down to double A. I'd be shocked. I would be really, really surprised if he starts at double A. I think high A is looking good because he's advanced. Down east would be a challenge for him, I think. But I think the Rangers also see a real, real good talent. He played third base the other day in a minor league game. So, the notion that he's too big for shortstop, maybe they're starting to introduce him a little bit to other positions, whatever.
When he fills out,
he's 18. He just turned 18, so he's still growing. So we'll see about that. I he's played a lot of him and Cam Colley have been in the same lineup together a lot on the backfields. I would think that Colley does start in Double A though. He's had a real nice spring. He did well last year at high A. I think he's got a chance to, and the Rangers obviously traded Sejacy and Acuna. So I'm not saying they're short on shortstops, but there's opportunity there. We'll keep our eye on it. The AAA team opens, the next Friday. Round Rock opens the season next Friday.
We're going down there at some point.
Yeah. We're probably going to be down there. Right now, it's looking like May 31st and June 1st. Looks like we're going to be down in Round Rock to do live shows. That's the last weekend of May, first day of June. 31st is a Friday, 1st is a Saturday. Going to do some shows. They're going to have a Nolan Ryan bobblehead giveaway, I think, that night, one of those nights. So it's going to be a good time with our good buddies from Round Rock, Frisco. We're also going to do some stuff for Frisco. We're still working out the details on that. So a couple good partners we had last year, they're back for this year, and we're excited about that. I mean, we're going to, now that I have a handle on things, cleared up some things that were getting in the way of us going out there more regularly. We got a chance to really grow this thing, and we want you on board. So that means subscribing to this channel. It means subscribing to Rangers Today. You can do it for free, but you don't get everything. You just get the bits and pieces. You need to sign up for full access. You can do it for $5.99 a month. Right now, you can do it for $48 for 12 months. It'll renew at $60.
Yeah.
Right now, it's $4 a month. Go to the website, rangerstoday.com. If you go to rangerstoday.com/spring-training-sale, bam, you're right there. Sign you up for $48. So good things are happening here. Next week, we'll have a lot more clarity on the Rangers big league roster. We'll know the AAA. We should know the AAA roster. We'll know the, we'll have an idea then of what the AA roster is going to look like. So looking forward to the start of the season. I think we might get in a show. we might get in a show Wednesday, maybe previewing the season.
We could do a live after five.
No, we'll do a podcast. Okay. I know Joel's got to work, but just kind of do a season preview. Maybe we can do it at night when Joel's free or during the day. We'll talk to him. But we'll do one next week. Our guests will probably be from Round Rock would be my guess. They're going to have a media day. And depending on who's there, it could be a pretty good darn guest. I've got a guy in mind. But we like all those guys down there. And last year, Jonathan Ornelas is the one who finished, who filled that role for us. And always like having Juice on. He's a good kid. And maybe we can run it back with him. But the season is here. It's here next week. I mean, it is a week from today. So
I can't wait. I'm going to be out there. Guys, hey, listen, for Rangers Today, I've kind of thought about this. If you're watching this, me, myself, if you guys are going to have a big tailgate somewhere before the game next Thursday, you let me know. I may try to come out with my camera and hook up if you got some free food or something like that. Jeff will be in there doing that, and I do have to do some stuff on the field before. But, hey, early in the morning, if you're going to be starting, let me know. I may swing out that way and grab some breakfast or something with you.
Yeah, guys. I don't know when the lot's open. You know, the game's not till 6:30, so I don't know when the lots are going to open. They've tried to limit that in the past, but I'd imagine that they'd open them up a little bit sooner. But I think that detail will be coming out here very shortly too. So yep. Stay tuned to RangersToday.com. Stay tuned to the YouTube channel, this podcast. And yep. it's going to be a fun year.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, let's get out of here. It's been a great day for Wyatt Langford for joining us, guys. For Jeff Wilson, Wyatt Langford, I'm John Moore, and until next time, we will see you at the yard.